With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel has carried out its biggest hostage rescue operation since the war with Hamas began last fall. The military says four hostages are free and all four are doing very well. United Nations Secretary General will tell the Security Council next week both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in the war. BBC correspondent Hugo Machega reports on Israel's reaction.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as you said, called the UN delusional after this decision. He said that the UN had added itself to the blacklist of history. The Israeli Foreign Minister said that this decision would result in a change in relations between Israel and the United Nations.
Also at SRNnews.com, more bad news for the Biden administration when it comes to the economy.
A News Nation Decision Desk HQ survey released Wednesday shows more bad news for President Biden on the economic front. According to the poll, 58% of registered voters say they are living paycheck to paycheck, as standard living expenses are taking up the bulk of their monthly income. The economy was listed as the number one topic voters want to see in a presidential debate. The number increases among young voters. According to MAGA War Room, 78% of young voters make that claim.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. And even more tough news for the Biden team, overdue credit card debt now at its highest level in more than a decade. People who are 35 and younger are struggling more than other age groups to pay their bills. The share of credit card debt that is more than 90 days overdue rose to 10.7% in the first quarter. A year ago, it was 8.2%. This is SRN News. America's moral compass has changed.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, a majority of adults believe it's okay to tell a lie if it's in your own personal best interests. Large majorities also see no problem with gay marriage or with a woman having an abortion for any reason. The survey also reveals that most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a four-game suspension by the French league, after covering up the emblem on his shirt. He is a Muslim and says he refused the gay pride badge for religious reasons. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue says verdicts are in on a COVID fraud trial.
A jury in Minnesota convicted five people and acquitted two others for their roles in a scheme to steal more than $40 million that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. Prosecutors say more than $250 million in federal funds was taken in the Minnesota scheme overall.
This conduct was not just criminal, it was depraved. Brazen.
The seven people were the first of 70 to stand trial. The case received widespread attention after someone tried to bribe a juror with a bag of $120,000 in cash. Defense attorneys argued at trial their clients provided real meals to real people. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wall Street numbers Friday. Dow Industrials lost 87 points for the day. S&P down 6. The NASDAQ lost 40. More details at SRNnews.com.